want to think about, like, is the GAA the Gaelic Athletic Association, or is it a corporate brewing sponsorship? Is it a corporate brewing sponsorship, or is it the GAA, the Gaelic Athletic Association? See, in Ireland, you've got two great sports. You've got Gaelic football, you've got hurling. Very few countries in the world can actually say they have two national sports. Very few countries in the world. I think England has about three or four, but Ireland has two for a population of 4 million.
Well, there was handball, which made it three, but no one plays it anymore.
Okay, there was three, so we had three. Now, I'm just looking at corporate brewing sponsorship. We've just expanded Croke Park from a small little stadium to a fantastic avant-garde, high-exclusive corporate box office seat stadium with 82,000 people. And 82,000 people come up and watch the All-Ireland final, the hurling final, the Gaelic final, etc., etc., etc. And with those 82,000 people, they bring a lot of children. They'll bring a lot of children. Now, I'm just going to throw out here today, is it necessary for our kids to go to the national sport in Croke Park and see Guinness all around that stadium, to be totally put into that kid's head that Guinness, 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 when we know by fact, we know fact, that the most injured car crashes this month, in the, last month in December, was all drink related, was all alcohol related. And here we have, we're going to bring all our children up to the Croke Park, and we're going to watch this corporate brewing sponsorship.
But it does say drink sensibly, doesn't it?
And it says
kids are going to drink sensibly.
Yeah, but what kid is going to drink sensibly? What kid is going to actually say, I mean, for the idea of that corporate sponsorship to be doing that, I think it's criminal, considering the amount of people that are killed every day and every week in Ireland on the roads due to alcohol.
Yeah, but that's only a sponsorship. Guinness is only sponsorship. It's like you have it in football as well. You know.
Why can't it be an energy drink?
An energy drink?
Yeah, why couldn't it be an energy drink?
LucasAide Sport, what you call it, is the main sponsors of the Irish rugby team.
Yeah, rugby. I mean, I'm talking about Croke Park.
Yeah, but Croke Park, rugby's going to be played in Croke Park, so is soccer.
Why should they have any sponsorship?
At the end of the day, right, times are changing, all right? There's always been a problem with drinking this country, no matter what, all right? We're drinking
so let's get into that. Let's get out of the problem. Let's get into the solution.
We've got 14-year-olds running around the street locked out of their heads.
Yeah, they are.
No, there's not. It's all 16, 17-year-olds. It's not 14-year-olds.
That's where it begins. It
begins at home. If you have
bring in an alternative sponsorship. Bring in an alternative sponsorship.
Over in France, you get drink. They treat them with a different attitude. Drink. You have drink with your meal, and it's not to be abused or to be kind of demonized. It's just there. So if you have
what we have
into it, what's the first thing? It's like, don't think of an elephant.
How good it is.
That's what we are. Yeah, no, I'm good, thanks, man.
Why should there be any sponsorship anyway?
Why should there be any sponsorship? I could go along. Why isn't there sponsorship for the manufacturer of the hurleys? Why isn't there a manufacturer? Hey, when you come up to Croke Park, this is where you want to get your hurley. Why don't we have that? Why don't we have, hey, this is where you get your football, like Elvery's probably. Go to Elvery's, sir, and say, go to Elvery's, get the hurley, get the football, get the jersey, and get a six-pack.
It's all about money.
Who gets the money in the GA? Who gets the money?
I don't know. I mean, I'm looking at what I'm throwing out. I mean, I don't know who gets the money. But I know Guinness get a huge percentage of the profit. And then they switch and they go on to something else. And I think it's totally wrong to be giving that message out that here we are in our national sport with our national games and all we're doing is promoting drink. When the police, the court, the state pathologist, all these people know fact that every injured car crash or every injured person is related to alcohol. And we know that. Why can't we go after Guinness and sue them? We do that with the cigarette companies, don't we? They now have on the cigarette boxes smoking kills. Why don't Guinness back up their product and say drinking kills? Drink this product and it could kill you. Why don't they say that? Don't just say, don't drink and drive. put your product behind it. Put your brand. Since you're so much of branding, why don't you put your brand behind it? They don't want to do that. Because they know they will suffer if they start doing that. Because they will be liable for someone to sue them.
The smoking never suffered. The smoking company...
Yeah, I was actually in the news there that there's more people smoking this year than there was last year.
Despite all the smoking ban and all, they're not smoking in public.
It still doesn't matter.
There's been a riot. The cigarettes are probably up.
But
there's still more people smoking today than there was last year.
Probably.
So what's that? How did that happen?
But at least people who are non-smokers go into a bar, watch a game, have something, and walk out without smelling of smoke. I mean, there is some good points and bad points. But the point I was trying to make about the alcohol is, if you love your product that much, why don't you say, hey, Budweiser killed. Major Cigarettes killed. Carol Cigarettes killed. Why don't you say, Bacardi or Smirnoff Vodka can kill? Why don't they do that? Because they are afraid.
Sure, everything can kill.
They don't put it on cars. It would be a very difficult argument to win because, you know, cars can kill.
Yeah.
But they're not going to say, you know, this car can kill. It's like guns can kill, of course. But it's the people who press the trigger. You know, you'd be better off saying, like...
NRA
can kill. NRA can kill. You'd be better off if you said, can cause liver damage.
That the National Rifle Association or the National Roads Authority...
Yeah.
The ball works. Yeah.
They're not, it's the government. At the end of the day, the government has to put pressure on these people. The government are not bothering their arse to put pressure on these people. So, I mean, why should the consumer put pressure on these people? It's not up to us. We get the government, we elect the government to represent us. You know what I mean? It's their job.
That's your power, look.
What's that?
The good shopping guide. You can see all the bastards and all the good guys. You can see, look, quite banana there. I think they're good, I think, by these guys. You can test them, and give them a paper.